Welcome to the Law of Attraction in Action podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and thank you so much for joining me. I'm here to inspire you to live amazing lives through the Law of Attraction and help you see how powerful you really are. In this podcast, you'll hear interviews, and I will give you inspirational talks on my Monday session. So thank you so much for joining me, and happy manifesting! Welcome to Law of Attraction in Action. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and I am your host, and today is our Monday solo session where I get to inspire you with the tips and tools around the Law of Attraction so you can have an amazing life. So I'm sending you all love as always in this wonderfully crazy world. We're going to keep the positives. It seems like every day there's something traumatic and scary and negative that is happening in this world. And yet I want to inspire you all to stay in that high vibration and to really choose a life of joy and happiness, no matter what comes your way, because ultimately we still have a choice in 99.9% of the situations. We do have a choice. And that's just, to me, opening my eyes right in this moment and seeing what beauty is around me in that exact moment. And unless you're sitting in a concentration camp right now, I'm sure all of you have something beautiful to look at. And if not, just imagine something beautiful, right? That's the power of our mind. That's the power of Law of Attraction, is we can create a beautiful world within our minds. And that is where all the gold is. And I've been watching a lot of great movies lately. Just wanted to share with you because it just brings me so much joy. But one of them is, it's about Harriet Tubman, about the slavery and how the woman who helped rescue a bunch of slaves from in America in like 1850s or something. It was just an amazing story. But what I loved about her story is that she had been led by the divine or by God. And so, of course, any story like that really gets me excited. It's that ultimate faith in knowing that we are being led. And that's what I love to teach and what I'm actually going to be talking about today on our solo session, because I want to inspire you even further to release the how, which is Law of Attraction, right? There's something you desire, some life you want, and then you just think about it and somehow the world, the universe magically brings it to you, at least gives you the inspiration to help you go in that direction. So I'm excited to share with you about what I'm going to talk about. But first, I just want to remind everybody, I am still offering that great smoking deal on my 30-day manifesting bootcamp online course for only $39. The link is in the show notes here. So check it out. And I'm only going to offer it for this really low cost until the end of January. So be sure you do it so you can start off your year great. And I hope you enjoyed last week's solo session and are using these tools. I know I am. Every day I've been doing my gratitude. I've been meditating. I've been saying my prayers and really focusing on not getting wrapped up with the negativity of the world and all those things to help me with my day and help me raise my vibration. Also listening to great books and so on and so forth. And it really helps life, especially when we're going through the struggle. It's like we got to kind of do double time and really wrap ourselves up in a loving, warm blanket. And whether it's like really a nice, warming love blanket, or it's just metaphorically to inspire you to keep in that positive state of mind and love. And also, I really want to emphasize how important it is to love each other. There's a lot of, especially in America, a lot of polarization going on. It's been going on, but it seems to be a little louder, especially this week as I'm recording it. We had the issue with the White House or in the Capitol in DC as of yesterday. So I'm recording it the day after. But one thing that it's inspiring all of you to do is just to keep loving each other, no matter what. I think as human beings, we all deserve love. And if we come from a place of being kind and not right, as Wayne Dyer says, and what I've talked about many a times, we are going to live a better life. And that's truly where peace comes from, is when we come from a place of love. So I hope you all are doing that. And if you know people in your life who aren't, help inspire them to do that, because it's so important that we all love each other and just appreciate that we're all different. It's okay if we have differences. Ultimately, we all want the same thing, and that's to love and be loved. So anyway, that's kind of my little you know, soapbox for all that, but let me talk about what we're going to be discussing in today's solo session, which is based on the book by Tosha Silver called Outrageous Openness. And I mentioned the last podcast, and I just love her so much. I read her book, gosh, several years ago when I became a soul coach. I found her book. I think I heard her talk on one of the Hay House radio. I got a lot of inspired ideas and books through that. And I just adore this woman. And one thing when I was listening to it on my drive back to Portland this last week is I realized this is absolutely joy for me when I read her stories and realizing that life is not meant to be in the struggle. There are so many divine helpers. There's so much beautiful universal energy helping us. And when I'm in that place of surrender and letting it in and understanding that life is magical, it really makes me feel better, you know, and this comes from a very spiritual place. And that's how I view it. And I know maybe not everybody listening views it like I do, and that's okay. But I wanted to share some stories in her book just to inspire you, whether you can have access to the book. I'll read a couple of sections from her book because they're so good. And so just like it lifts me up, and I want to lift you all up too. That's why I wanted to share it. But if you can get a hold of her book, even better. But either way, I wanted to share on here just because I want you to see through her stories that life is beautiful. It's amazing. It's powerful, magical, and all that fun stuff. But it's really coming back to giving it up to the divine and in the very metaphysical standpoint of just trusting that the universe is there for us and we just need to receive and let it in, right? So I'm going to go over just a couple things from the book and I hope you enjoy it. You know, I hate to just be like an audible book, but I really want to share this because it's so good. So this first little story, I'm going to just read off two little stories, but they're so powerful. I wish I had time to read more, but I could be on here all day reading the whole book. And that's not why you're listening to my podcast. You just go to Audible. All right. So anyway, here's a couple here I want to read. This is called The Death Advisor. I once heard the story about a friend's sister. A 40-ish woman named Paula lived in Baltimore as a paralegal, busy with relationships, work, family, typical stuff. She was not in the least spiritually inclined. Then came the shocker. Though she had never had more than a cold, Paula was suddenly diagnosed with a rapidly advancing rare form of lymphoma and given 3 months to live. Her world imploded. Practical by nature, she immediately threw her energy in her affairs into handling her imminent departure like one more of the efficient to-do list that she'd spent her life making. To her amazement, she was not afraid. She paid off her debts, released everything unnecessary, and prepared to die. This world became a diaphragmist's dream. She ceased having useless conversations and started telling everyone the truth. She stopped doing anything she didn't want, following her inner clock completely. As she realized this world would go on quite well without her, a peaceful detachment embraced her like a warm bath. Then a new twist. In the third month, the cancer spontaneously left. To the doctor's confusion, all symptoms vanished as fast as they had come. But Paula's serene equanimity remained. Even more surprising, she had acquired the power to manifest and heal almost anything. If she thought of a certain amount of money, it came almost effortlessly. If she imagined an apple, a stranger pulled one from a bag. People with illnesses began to call her for help. This talent came of its own violation, since Paula needed and wanted nothing, having already bid adieu to this world. With no grasping ego, most of her thoughts materialized in a flash. The same divinity she had once dismissed now coursed unimpeded through her being. Paula said, "Maybe when you no longer need anything, you can have everything. And when you stop trying to make things happen, anything can. All I know is the me that used to be is gone. I'm out of the way." And I love that because I've actually seen that with guests. We had a wonderful guest, Rochelle, where she shared her journey on having cancer and told she only had about a month to live, and she overcame that. She's still here on this, in this world years later. But I've heard lots of stories like this. But I think the most important thing that I get out of this story, and I want you to get out of this story, is that when you completely live in the present moment and give with your heart and let go of your anger or your resentment towards others and just really clear it out and just be present, life starts to work out in amazing ways, including your body works out, your manifestations and all that you want work out, right? And this is a wonderful, wonderful story. And this is lots of stories like this in the book, but this is one of my favorite. And I wanted to share that with you because we all deserve to have a great life. So let me go to the next one. And this one's called The Secret Bonfire of the Desires. And this is one, again, I wanted to share because I think so many people come into the law of attraction because they're desiring something, right? And I encourage that. I encourage you to be in that desire. But I think sometimes, especially with law of attraction, we get too attached to doing the how. And this little story is kind of sharing how important it is to not get overly focused on that. So it reads, Carol, a member of a local meditation group, called for a reading. Every day she was up at dawn to sit, chant, and do hatha yoga before work. She kept a picture of her spiritual teacher on her dashboard that she gazed at lovingly during red lights. More than anything else, she said she wanted to know God. Yet she called because she also wanted to know when her other big desires would finally hatch. She was on a four-state hunt to bag the right husband. She was on fire for financial success. She longed to own a home, have a few kids, oh, and be on Oprah. So she was saying that she only wanted enlightenment, the supreme knowledge of her own heart, yet she seethed every day in a cauldron of unmet longings. She visualized, wrote constant lists of her dreams, and made manifestation boards with cut-out photos of all of her desires. I went over Carol's transits for the hour, then alarmed her by shifting gears. Why not take her endless piles of lists and boards to the beach and torch the whole lot? Do what in India would be called yagna, a sacred fire. Offer the whole mess of attachments fully and completely to the Lord of her own heart and let the hell go. After all, she said she wanted God more than anything. Rather than badger the divine day and night with her list, why not pray to receive the highest plan? Everything could be offered to divine order, saying that the perfect route was already selected and she would be guided. If she prayed only for the divine will, the leads to follow would appear at the right time. I've seen this time and time again. When the Law of Attraction books became big a few years ago, I began to hear more and more stories like Carol's. Yes, our minds are vastly powerful. We have enormous power to manifest. What we think and anticipate, often we do attract. But if we draw it with grasping and attachment, suffering will inevitably follow as night follows any day. A friend of mine jokingly calls one book The Secret to More Karma. Yet if you invite divine order into all your affairs, you offer your life to a higher, more sublime plan, far beyond the pyrotechnic of the ego. You dance the world with the divine beloved, knowing that whatever you need, one way or another, will always, always come. And what a great lesson that is, right? Because when we attach ourselves so much to the outcome, we are not letting in, we're not receiving all the greatness that the divine's wanting to give us. And that's something I've been trying to practice for many years. And honestly, when I let go, I do get amazing things come to me, but nothing I could have ever predicted. And our egos really want to know what we are searching for. We want to know how to get there. We want to know the whole blueprint. This is why people go and see psychics and they want to have their cards read. They're like, tell me my future. But this whole idea of just saying, I just give it to the divine, let my highest good come to me, What a great affirmation that is, and what pressure that takes off of you, because it truly is the journey. It is not about what you get, because like I mentioned the other day when I did my podcast, I talked about the movie Soul, the new Pixar movie. And really the biggest message was, is it's not a matter of getting that big thing that you've been wanting. It's about just living life and seeing and enjoying and using your five senses and really embracing the moment. That is life. And when you feel those moments, you'll get me, right? It's hard to really know when you have never felt it. But if I can encourage you to take today or the rest of the week or rest of your life, really, but just to take those times to slow down, to breathe, and to really take in what's around you. And, you know, what would it be like to taste something you've maybe tasted 100 times, but you finally slow down and you really taste it? Like in the movie Soul, he tastes a piece of pizza and like never had pizza before. And the sensation of like how good a pepperoni pizza tastes. Like, do you remember those moments when you try something for the first time and it's just like mind blowing? You can have that sensation again when you let go and just be present. And so again, her book is so inspiring for me, one I want all of you to read and pick up. And you can see these little stories, or they're little nuggets, aren't they? And each one of them has a story. There's even stories on soulmates. There's stories on financial abundance and all that. And just, but all comes down to letting go, letting the divine in, and really being in a place of pure receiving, which is what Abraham Hicks talks about. Be in the receptive mode and the great things will come to you. So if you're looking for inspiration, check the book out. And I hope you enjoy this little mini reading. And I hope you are following that journey in joy and bliss and will continue to do so from here on out. So, all right. Well, I love you all so much. Thank you again for listening. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day and happy manifesting. Thank you again for listening and joining me on my podcast. If you want to learn more about me, please go to my website at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And on there, I have lots of goodies, including guided meditations and inspirational posts and blogs. And of course, I'm here to help you as your coach. So thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.